So I watched the Tiger Woods documentary last night. I'm not done with the whole thing yet, but I'm like three quarters of the way through this thing on HBO. And man, you do not want to get on the bad side of the National Enquirer or have the National Enquirer have the goods on you if you are a big time anybody.
They have some bulldogs.
Yeah. So they got Tiger to do something. They got the goods on Tiger, and they said, you're going to do this, or we are going to spill the beans on all this stuff that you've been doing with these women. This is back in 2007.
And when was his Thanksgiving thing with the
was
golf
it eight club? Or nine, something like that?
No, that was 2008?
It was eight or nine. Okay. I don't remember the exact year. So this is 2007. So Tiger and his wife, Elin Nordgren at the time, would go to the same Perkins restaurant, a few times a week, near their house. That's where they'd go, which kind of struck me as odd. I mean, you think Tiger Woods is a guy. I just don't picture Tiger. I picture me at a Perkins restaurant for breakfast or an early lunch. I don't picture
Perkins
a Tiger Woods.
Perkins is like a Marie Callender's or something?
We not have them here?
No.
Perkins is like a Denny's.
Yeah, Denny's, a Marie Callender's kind of thing.
That's what it is. So he and Elin would go to the Perkins near their house.
Did they talk about him not tipping?
No, I haven't gotten to that yet. But, well, I think now we know why he would keep going back. It was because he took a liking to one of the waitresses there. He was attracted to this waitress. And so one thing leads to another, and he hooks up with this waitress, and they're having an affair. And the Enquirer gets wind of this. How does the Enquirer get wind of this?
Well, because they follow him around 24/7.
No, the waitress's mom tells the Enquirer. That's how.
My daughter's banging Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the Enquirer is based out of Florida, and that's where Tiger is doing all this stuff. So, it's probably not that, probably just a drive down the block to the Enquirer headquarters and, hey, guess what I got for you guys?
Now, well, I'm sure,
cabbage.
I guarantee Tiger Woods' neighborhood, wherever he lives there, he's not the only celebrity that lives in that. They probably have a couple reporters just hanging out 24/7.
Well, so they get the information from the mother of the waitress, and then they're like, all right, stakeout time, let's go. And so that's what they do. They stake him out, and one night they find him in a parking lot, church parking lot, with this waitress, and all kinds of stuff is going on inside the car, and they're getting pictures of all this stuff, and without getting too graphic, some DNA, some evidence is left behind at the scene, and the Enquirer scoops that up.
But they were outside on the hood.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when you said it was left behind at the scene, were they outside of the car?
No. The waitress takes the evidence with DNA, puts it into like a garbage thing.
Gotcha.
And the Enquirer just goes in and scoops that up. Yeah, we'll take that. So they call Tiger's people, and they drop the name of this waitress. They say, does the name such and such mean anything to you? And then they hang up. This is the National Enquirer. Does the name so-and-so mean anything to you or Tiger Woods? And then they hang up. And, Tiger Woods' team is in panic mode.
Somebody just threw some gasoline on a fire.
Yeah. So the Enquirer calls back and says, here's what we got. And they're like, hey. And so here's what we want. And here's what we need Tiger to do. And we won't put any of this stuff out. And so the Enquirer owns Men's Fitness magazine. And so they asked Tiger, or they said, Tiger's going to be on the cover of Men's Fitness magazine, knowing that Men's Fitness magazine is going to sell some copies. And so Tiger did that. He appeared on the cover of Men's Fitness magazine in 2007 to try to save himself there. Of course, everything ended up coming out. It was it was the when the police call came in from the event that happened on Thanksgiving weekend. It was eight or nine, I think, is when that was. Well, that's when it all – that's when that opened the floodgates. And then the Inquirer went out there with everything that they had. And the mom couldn't stop talking. The mom of the waitress couldn't stop talking. And eventually the waitress, she started, you know, she started telling her
story. What was her name?
I forget.
I mean, because, you know, there's a couple names you go, oh, yeah, that was one of them.
She did end up doing a year in jail for DUI. A whole different thing, but.
And how old was she at the time?
I didn't catch that. But Tiger definitely had a type, and Tiger had he was shepherded around Las Vegas by Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan. They were the ones that were. That kind of opened the doors to Tiger Woods, and this is while he's married, opened the door to Tiger Woods and all the possibilities for Tiger here in Las Vegas. And there would be these escorts that they would have set up for them in Las Vegas. And Tiger said to Michael Jordan, he said, "Geez, what?" Because Tiger's new; he's a newbie here.
Yeah.
He says, "Geez, I don't know what to say to these girls." And Michael Jordan says, "You tell them you're Tiger Woods." And that's it. You just tell them you're Tiger Woods.
Say.
And that's all you need. And then and then
probably say as little as possible.
And soon Tiger graduated to 10 women at a time, you know, dressing up in a full-on suit and having 10 women come in and all that stuff. And yeah, he took it over from there. He knew what to do.
It's like, you know, and Tiger, he's a good-looking guy and all that kind of stuff. You can kind of see that happening. But in one of the documentaries about Metallica, they were talking about Kirk Hammett, and he said something. He goes, "What's wrong with being in a shower with 8 women?" And it's like Kirk Hammett, you know what I mean? You know, he's kind of a funky-looking dude, but he's the guitar player for Metallica.
Well, yeah, when you're the guitar player for Metallica, those things are possibilities and realities if you want that to happen. And that's what Tiger realized, that whole world, which was his dad was doing those kinds of things. And the parallel between Tiger Woods.
What kind of women are you getting if you're what's in it for the, I'm Tiger Woods' dad. I don't care. You know, I mean.
It's money. These are paid escorts. They don't care. It's money.
When you were saying the first part where his dad would set up a trailer or something at the golf course and meet women, was he hiring prostitutes?
I'm guessing. Well, I don't know. I'm guessing they were paid escorts that were coming in there. You know, I'm sure that was the deal. But the parallels between Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan are fascinating as far as what these two guys did after their dads died and how their lives changed and gave up their sports, or in the case of Tiger Woods, wanted to give up his sport. Michael Jordan switched sports. All these guys both kind of went off the rails a little bit after their dads died in different ways. But HBO. It's streaming. That thing is streaming right now. We'll get into more of it in the trash at 7:45 about the physical abuse that Tiger Woods invited upon himself. That really
from the women
ended up messing up his career. We'll tell you about that at 7:45 in the trash.